זוהר לעם, כרך י"א, מועדים, עמוד 195. זוהר לעם, כרך י"א, מועדים, עמוד 195.
זוהר, for all excerpt for Rosh Hashanah, the article Blowing the Shofar,
כן. 187.
Blow the shofar, bring the concealment, the day of our festivities. Blessed are Israel that the Creator brought them closer from all the nations of the world and chose them from and brought them from a distant place. As it's written, Yeshua said to all the people, so said the God, Lord, the Lord, the God of Israel, your patriarch sat in the other side of the river to show that he wanted them from a distant place, and he brought them near. And it's written, I'll take your father, Abraham, from the other side of the river. We should look at those verses. Didn't Israel and Yeshua know all of this? Why did it have to write, so said God, the Lord God of Israel, your patriarchs sat on the other side of the river? The entire Torah is concealed and revealed, as the Holy Name is concealed and revealed, as it's written, Havaya, and it's called Adni, since the Torah is entirely the Holy Name. Therefore, it is concealed and revealed. If Israel and Yeshua would know this, why is it written, so said God? Because a great mercy did the Creator with Israel that chose the patriarchs and made them an upper holy chariot for his honor. And he took them out of the upper river, the honorable and holy river, the light of all lights, Bina, in order to adorn himself by them. As it's written, so said the Lord God, on the other side of the river in Bina, your patriarchs sat forever. The patriarchs, Chagat of Zeranpin, all the Mochin and Chagat is by the ascent of Zeranpin to Bina, where Bina and Tum of Bina that fell in the Katnut of Bina to Zeranpin, and in the Gadlut of Bina that returned Bina and Tum to her degree, also Chagat of Zeranpin were drawn with them and ascended with Bina. And then Chagat of Zeranpin are adhered to Bina on her left line, which is Bina and Tum that returned to their degree. As it's written, on the other side of the river, your patriarchs sat since long time. Terach, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they worshipped other gods. Because the left line of Bina was in and had an argument with the right line, and bestowed the Chokhmah from above down. From this, they suckle the idol-worshipping and other gods. Although afterwards, it raised the Zeranpin, the Masach of Chirik, that by that it diminished the left line of Bina and unified it with the right, and made peace between the lines. But then Zeranpin distanced himself and left the Ga of Chokhmah in the left of Bina, because before it unified the two lines, and the left line was in an argument, in conflict, Zeranpin had Gar of Chokhmah from the left line, but now that it decided and unified right and left one in one another, Zeranpin already has Vak of Chokhmah, since the left line was diminished, because before, when it was close to Chokhmah of the left of Bina, when Chagat of Zeranpin were adhered in the left line of the river Bina, Zeranpin could not receive anything from there, since the left line was in conflict. And because the bestowal from the left was from above down, there was suckling to other gods. And now that it distanced himself from the Chokhmah in this left and diminished himself to Vak of Chokhmah, he can receive all the Mochin and Gadlut in them. 189.
Let's try to be together. Let the Zohar influence you.
189. Your patriarchs sat for a long time on the other side of the river. Me'olam. Me'olam means to show Chokhmah on the other side of the river. Me'olam, because this river is called Olam, world. Since Bina is called also Olam, therefore Me'olam means from the other side of the river. Therefore it's written, on the other side of the river, your patriarchs sat me'olam, to show chesed and truth that the Creator did to Israel. As it's written, and I'll take your forefather Abraham from the other side of the river, and I took him from the left line in Bina. And I will take Abraham from the other side of the river. And it's not written, and I shall take Isaac. Abraham, chesed of Zeranpin, and the right line, did not cleave to that river, the left line of Bina, as Isaac, Yitzhak, the left line of Zeranpin, that cleaved to him, to his side, to grow stronger, on the left side of Bina, the side of Yitzhak. And Yitzhak is still cleaved to the part of the left line of Bina, because it receives from him Vak of Chokhmah in the left. But Abraham, who is the right line in Chasadim, departed from him completely. Therefore it's written, and I shall take your father Abraham. And it's not written, and I shall take Yitzhak. 190. River, Nahar, river, Bina, even though it is not Din, judgment, because Bina is the measure of mercy. With all that, judgments come out of his side, his left side, when he is Chokhmah without Chasadim. And the judgments grow stronger in him. And when Yitzhak grows stronger there in his judgments, when he's there Chokhmah without Chasadim, then the upper one and the lower ones assemble for judgment and they install the seat of justice, Malchut, from the quality of judgment in her. And the Holy King, Zeranpin, presides on the seat of justice and judges the world. Then blow the shofar on the month of concealment, that there are festivities, that by the shofar, the measure of judgment becomes a measure of mercy. Blessed are Israel that know how to transfer the seat of justice and to correct the seat of mercy in the shofar. 191. Israel requires a shofar in the day of judgment and not a horn, because a horn points to Malchut, judgment, Din, and we do not need to awaken judgment, whereas shofar points to Bina, Rachamim, mercy. Although in speech and in action, we need to show and to awaken concealed things, meaning in the blowing of the shofar and in its blessing. 192. The upper shofar, where the light of everything, Bina, where her three lines are unified in one another, where all the mochen of Zon of Atzilut and of Biyah come from her. And if he departs and does not shine to the sons, to Zeranpin and Malchut, then the judgment awakens and the seats are corrected to the courthouse. And this shofar, Bina, is called the ram of Yitzhak, the force of Yitzhak, because ram means strong. And he is the praise of the fathers Chagat that receive all their praise from the shofar Bina. And when this great shofar departs and does not shine to the sons, to Zeranpin and Malchut, when there is no unification in Zeranpin and in Malchut, rather Zeranpin suckles from the right line of Bina, and the Malchut suckles from the left line of Bina. And since the left of Bina without the right, the Mochin of Bina depart from Zeranpin. Then Yitzhak grows stronger, the left line, by the rule of the left line of Bina. And he is corrected for judgment in the world. Because since the Chokhmah of small of the left without Chasadim, harsh judgments are extended to the world. 193. And when the shofar awakens and people repent from their iniquities, they have to draw the force of shofar from below. and this voice rises upwards. Then another shofar, an upper shofar, awakens, Bina, and mercy awaken, and the judgment departs. And we have to show the action by the blowing of the shofar in order to awaken another shofar, Bina, and use this shofar of below to extract voices in the order of Tkia, Shvarim, Tua, Tkia, and so on and so forth, to show that all those voices above that are all included in the upper shofar, that are three lines and their details that are included in Bina, will awaken to come out from Bina to Zeranpin and Malchut. In every Rosh Hashanah, the world returns to its previous state, as it was in the fourth day of the act of creation, when the Malchut then diminished. Because Malchut is called a year, and 12 months of the year are the orders of correction from beginning to the end of correction. And if the year was completed and we did not complete her correction, it was given to us to correct her in the other year. And we need to begin anew from the beginning of her existence, as it was in the fourth day of the act of creation. And similarly, in each and every year, until the end of correction. And the fourth day of the act of creation, it's written, and God made the two great lights. Malchut was as big as Zeranpin, because then Zeranpin clothed the right line of Bina, and Malchut clothed the left line of Bina. And these two lines of Bina were then separate from one another. Therefore, the left line of Bina was in Chochmah without Chasadim. And then, extending from the left line of Bina were harsh judgments. And it is darkness and not light. And Chochmah cannot shine without Chasadim. Therefore, it is considered then that the Creator is presiding over the seat of justice, and judgments are extended to the world. Because we only receive from the Malchut that is called a seat for Zeranpin. And if the Malchut in the left of Bina, when he separates from the right, then he is full of just judgments. And it turns out that Malchut bestows judgments to the world. And when this great shofar departs and does not shine to the suns, when the two lines of Bina separate from one another, then the left grows stronger, Yitzchak, and he bestows judgments to the Malchut, and from the Malchut to the world. And then we were given the commandment of blowing the shofar, and it has two corrections in it. First correction, to raise man, to awaken a zivug on the Masach Dechirik in Zeranpin, in the place of Bina, that he diminishes the left line and unifies it with the right. And three lines came out of Bina, Chabad. We have to extend with the voice of Shofar from below, and that voice rises upwards. The voice of the Shofar, the sound of the Shofar rises in Man and awakens the sound above Zeranpin, called sound or voice, up in Bina. And then another Shofar, an upper Shofar, awakens Bina, and mercy awakens. Meaning the middle line, Rachamim, mercy, awakens and unifies the two lines of Bina in one another. And after the left line is included in the right, all the judgments depart from the left. The second correction is to extract the voices from Bina, three lines, that came out of her by Zeranpin, called voice, and continue them to Zeranpin in his place downwards. And since the three lines of Bina come out from one, from Zeranpin, then one is rewarded with three. And Zeranpin also is rewarded with three lines. Because the mochin that the lower one causes to the upper one, the lower one is rewarded with them as well. Rather, we need an action below to awaken this above. And this happens by the order of voices. Three times, Tkia, Shvarim, Tua, Tkia. Three times, Tkia, Shvarim, Tkia. Three times, Tkia, Tua, Tkia, that we blow. 194. And with these voices below, Israel produces a force above. Therefore, you have to summon the shofar on that day and arrange the order of the voices to aim it in order to awaken another shofar, Binah, where all the voices above are included. Chagat of Za'anpin. 195. The first order in the three among the three orders in the Tkiah, Shvarim, Tru'at, Tkiah, a voice comes out and is adorned up above in Binah. He rises through the firmament and it breaks between the higher mountains, between the two lines of Binah, and from there it comes to Abraham, to Chesed of Za'anpin, and it dwells in his head and is adorned. And Abraham awakens and corrects the seat to become a seat of mercy. And when the first voice rises, Abraham awakens and is adorned and is correcting the seat, and Abba comes to him, Chochmah of the right line of Binah. The two corrections that take place by the blowing of the shofar. One, to awaken the elicitation of the middle line in Binah that unifies the two lines in one another. Two, continue the three lines in Za'anpin. The important thing from the blowing of the shofar is to diminish the left line in Gar and to cancel its harsh judgments that continue from the Gar of the left. The voices that arise are the forces of judgment that diminish the left line from Gar, and then the unification of the three lines appears in mercy. Three qualities of judgments, three sowings, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. First, judgments of Cholam, of the right line, come from the rising of Malchut to Binah, that diminishes the Binah to Vak without Erosh, Dinim of Nukva. Two, Dinim of Shuruk, of the left line, come from the return of Gar to Binah, that becomes the left line of Binah, and since it is Chochmah without Chasadim, harsh judgments extend from her, and these judgments, since they come from the wholeness of the Gar of left, are called judgments of Tchua, of the male. Three, Dinim of Chirik, of the middle line, that include Manula and Miftecha, the key and lock. Also, the judgments of Nukva. And the judgments of Nukva are called Tru'a. Judgments of Tru'a are called Shvarim. And all these judgments we awaken by the blowings in the left line in order to diminish their gal, and it will be unified with the right. And there's a difference between judgments of the Nukva in the right line and judgments in the Nukva in the middle line. Because the judgments of the Nukva in the right, even though they fight with the left line, in any case, they cannot diminish it. And it turns out that the two qualities of judgments rule over the right line. The judgments of the Nukva of himself, and also the judgments of Tchura of the left line. And they fight with one another, and one cannot triumph over his friend. Only with the help of the middle line does the left surrender. Whereas the judgments of the Nukva that are in the middle line, they overcome the left line and diminish his gar, and with the diminution of the gar, all the judgments of Tchua disappear. And it is found that in the left line, there are no judgments at all, no judgments of Tchua at all, only judgments of Nukva. And on the left line, of course, there are no judgments of Nukva at all, but only judgments of Tchua. Because if the judgments of Nukva would rule over it, his gar would be cancelled. It follows that in the right, we have Shvarim, Tru'a, judgments of Nukva with judgments of Tchura. And in the left, we have Shvarim alone, Dinim of Tchura. And in the middle, we have Tru'a alone, which is judgments of Nukva without judgment of Tchura. Although all those judgments that we awaken with those voices or those sounds, we aim them only to the left line in order to diminish it. The Shvarim and Tru'a to the left line that is included in the right, the Shvarim to the left line in the left, the Torah to the left line in the middle, in such a way that there are three differences in the awakening of the judgments on the left according to the qualities of the three lines. And even though in their origins, the three lines, there shouldn't be in them more than nine aspects, because they must be included in one another. And then there are three lines in the right, and three lines in the left, and three lines in the middle, which make nine aspects. However, since there are three differences in the left lines of the three lines, where in the left, in the right, there are Shvarim Torah, and in the left of the left, there are Shvarim. And in the left of the middle, there is Torah. Therefore, we need three additional inclusions or integrations. First, nine aspects in the right, which are three lines, and each one of them, Tkiah Shvarim Torah Tkiah. Two, nine aspects of the left, which are three lines, were in each one of them Tkiah Shvarim Tkiah. Three, nine aspects in the middle line, which are three lines, in each one of them Tkiah Torah Tkiah. And this is the first order of the three lines in the right line. The first order from the three orders of Tkiah Shvarim Torah Tkiah. The first Tkiah awakens the right line of this order. Shvarim and Torah awaken the left line of this order. The second Tkiah awakens the middle line, where the Masach, the Chirik in it, breaks through the degrees, because it raises the screen of Malchut to Bina, and the degree breaks to Keter and Chochmah above, and Bina and Tum descend down below. And from there, it comes to Abraham, to Chesed of Zarampin, and it dwells in his head and is adorned. After the three lines in Binah awaken, the main lines in its right line, you have to extend them to the right line of Zarampin, called Abraham. And three lines awaken in him as well, that are Tkiah, Shvarim, Torah, Tkiah. And it dwells in its head, the right line, Keter v'Chochmah, and is adorned, Bina and Tum, that returned and became Gar and left line. And Abraham awakens and corrects the seat, the middle line that corrects the seat of mercy by the unification of the three lines. And these three lines extend from Chochmah of Yesut Abba. Thus far were concluded the intentions of the first order from the three orders of Tkiah, Shvarim, Torah, Tkiah, and all three orders are under the rule of Tkiah, the right line in the three lines of the right. Dennis from Moscow is asking about the first text we read about the blowing the shofar. What does it mean to blow the shofar in the work in the ten?
To awaken rachamim in general. To receive help from above. Of connection and bestowal, that means blowing the horn. Turning to the Creator, to that quality of rachamim, mercy that we wish to awaken, that He'll give us the power to bestow, that He'll bring us closer. That's the blowing of the shofar. So, we just explained what expands in the soul. In the right line, left line, middle line, gadlut, katnut, four times three, 12 sides to it, and so forth. All of that.
בסך הכל בכל התורה מה שאנחנו צריכים לעשות חוץ מלעורר
There's no more than awakening in the Torah, that awakening the good force from above that will give us the correction. So here, it's clarified as a shofar, meaning, in different degrees, in other states, it's in a different way. Like in Yom Kippur, it's the same thing, it's just awakened differently. That's always our actions, to turn to the upper one with the right man, asking for a connection. The only desired outcome is that we get the power to unite, that we'll have a greater masach, we can clarify more reshimot, and by them bestow. Essentially, that's the content of each and every action. There's no more. What else do you need? Yes, Vlad.
What is Shana, a year?
A year is the period from the beginning to the end of creation. What does it say about Rosh Hashanah? That Adam, man, was born. Before that, the world was born. What needs to be done within a year to finish all the corrections?
Also, he writes, if we didn't succeed in this year, then...
So there's more, but it's already some sort of a mishap that we haven't succeeded.
So a year is a limited time?
A cycle. Yes, it's a limited time. It's limited states that you are let to correct all your discernments.
So what to do during this year? We have a plan?
We need to reach the final correction. That's it.
So we have to put before ourselves a plan. This year we come...
The plan is simple. Always awaken the Creator to bring us the force of correction. Not to let go of Him. That's it. Simple.
No rachamim.
Well, rachamim.
Rav, is the year divided into three parts? Lower, upper, upper's upper?
To 12 or to four seasons, but to three, I don't know.
Rav, how come the Creator has given us infinite number of possibilities?
No, it's not without an end. There is an end to it. The number of corrections is eventually finite. It's limited.
To perform corrections each time in a greater quality?
That's true. But
why is it doing that?
But when we rise from the corrections that we've made at the current degree to the next degree, even if they are seemingly the same corrections, we feel them as completely new because the quality changes. The quality changes. It's something unsimilar, not similar to anything we had before. It's new.
Rav, do we have an opportunity to come to the heart understands, meaning Bina, whose essence is Chokhmah, and then to reach Tuna, and from Tuna return to Chokhmah?
That I don't know. This whole philosophizing, I don't know.
Thank you very much.
Good
morning. Why is the blowing of shofar awaken the right or left lines?
This is called rachamim, mercy. Blowing the shofar awakens the good force, rachamim.
So we can say that it's in place of the prayer?
Prayer, shofar, whatever we do, It's all in order to awaken a higher partzuf that will give us corrections. It doesn't matter what it is. There's many actions. Soon you'll be holding the four species as well and all that.
I just want to ask, before the prayer, at the end of the prayer, you blow the shofar? Is that enough?
This is just something that the people of the Great Synagogue wrote for us. They organized the prayer book because they knew exactly the order in which we have to go through corrections. So they wrote it as though a person expresses it, utters it in his mouth, but they actually referred to spiritual corrections. So if a person is reading it, then he's just reading it. But if he puts himself through these actions, that's the correction.
I'm asking because we're in the night trip.
Night trip.
Yeah, in Jerusalem. And they told us that there was a person who would stand in the corner and blow the shofar.
This is it's a custom. I don't know. Whatever happens in this world is considered customs. And then there's all kinds of customs. I hear for the first time that there's always someone on the side that is always blowing it.
Not one. Not now. Before. I don't know. 2,000 years ago.
Well, what's being told is, people think this is what's holy. If someone sits there and endlessly and blows it. What's the benefit from it? I don't know. But for the common people, it's good because it awakens them. Yes, you.
Rav, what is joy in spirituality?
The joyfulness in spirituality is a result of good deeds, of deeds of bestowal.
And how do you maintain it?
Huh?
How do you keep it? Maintain it.
How do you keep it? Where you are always in a chase to bestow goodness, to do good. Then as a result, you'll have joyfulness. Joy is, it appears as inner light in the partzuf as a result of bestowing. That's it? Yes?
What should be our man?
What?
Our man, our prayer. What should it be?
What should it be? What we think it should be. I don't understand. What needs to happen for what we're missing, for correction? Usually it's connection. Within connection, the forces of correction appear. Yes.
Before we conclude the lesson, it's sitting on me. You said that we do everything, we sit in the tent and all that. We just don't speak of the greatness of the Creator. So maybe we should come out to the new year and learn how to speak of the greatness of the Creator if we haven't been doing it. And that's the only thing we're lacking.
Yeah, we don't have any other problems but that. If the greatness of the Creator would be the obvious problem in front of us that stings us and awakens us, we would very quickly correct ourselves.
What does it mean to talk about His greatness in the ten?
The extent to which His greatness corrects us and how much we're drawn to Him and He fills up our mind and heart. All kinds of things like that. Just imagine that there are things, there's something in front of you, good or bad, but it holds you and it doesn't leave you. So that's how we want the greatness of the Creator to rule us.
We should talk about it in the tents, in the workshops all the time.
All the time. Okay? Okay. No, that's it. No. You're good. You asked enough. Anyone else who didn't ask wants to ask? No. Yes.
Every structure in reality is 10 spherot?
Yes, there is no more and no less.
So what is Vak and a point?
Ah, okay, there's also 13, 9, there's whatever you want. But it's about how you perceive it, how you receive it, in what way you discover the qualities. But reality as a whole is only 10 sfirot. That's why it's also the study of the 10 sfirot. That's it.
Didn't get it.
There can't be a different connection between the bestower and the receiver when they both exist, and in the connection between them there has to be 8 sfirot. Keter bestows, Malchut receives, 8 in between them. Why? Look at 4 phases of direct light.
To say Vak, right? So what is Vak?
Vak means a measurement of the intensity of the ten sfirot, the intensity. It's like a little boy. He has all the organs of the body, but they're little. So it's like Vak, Yanuka, Yin, the little one, infant. We have to measure his degree, not the number. He always has 613, 620, kachab, naranchai, whatever you say. But how tall he is, you know, 1 meter, 2 meters, that's already a measurement of his height. But the same parts are always there. So it's always 10, not 9, nor 11.
So 10 is something objective that exists?
Must. It can't be more, it can't be less. If something exists, it's only 10. Okay? Good. No questions anymore. You're already exhausted. If we had the same schedule tomorrow and the day after, you'd get used to it? After a week like that, you'd be... Okay, so, where is... Wait. You didn't ask yesterday, no. Today you asked enough. Complete annulment. So the reader, or someone, the usher.
There's a daily task to speak with the friends in the ten about the greatness of the Creator.
Correct. Besides that...
פתאום מנעולים נעשים נפתחים והחושך הופך לו לאור מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך ואהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה לילה לילה la 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 la